The city of Macon, Georgia is still a place where you can find elegant plantation mansions, homes of some of the wealthiest Southerners built in the years before the Civil War. The story of one of those homes and how it became known as the Cannonball House is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
In the years leading up to the Civil War, this was a place associated with the well-to-do in the South.
They were wealthy plantation owners. A number of them bought land for profit, and a lot of them wanted to retire in Macon, and it was a very wealthy city.
Doreen McElwain is a historical interpreter at the Cannonball House in Macon, Georgia. She says that although the war had raged for 3 years, residents had seen little change in the city, although many families had sent men off to fight in the war.
They knew of the war because Georgia had seceded. Had it affected Macon as of 1864? No, not really.
Several of those plantation homes are still standing in Macon, including the place known as the Cannonball House.
His name was Mr. Asa Holt. He was a judge, he was a mercantile businessman, and he had a cash plantation. He wanted a retirement home.
The title Cannonball House would be earned when the home took a shell during the Federals' advance on the city of Macon in 1864. This was just one of the two homes that Holt owned.
Now, mind you, he had a plantation home in Louisville, Georgia, over 2,500 acres, which gave you a large plantation home. But because of the taxation of the state, he built this house to be comfortable to him and his wife, but not large enough that he had to pay large taxes on his house.
But in 1864, the city of Macon would call on all of its citizens to defend against a Union attack, even asking wounded men to leave the hospital and take up arms against the advancing troops. That part of the story. Next time, as we travel the countryside. In Macon, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.